You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get ticket text in 1 second. I just want to bring something up. We've been highlighting the Malik Beasley, expose, whatever you want to call it, of his money problems. And boy, it doesn't paint a good picture with the gambling. But this other thing is becoming a thing, which is, well, look, Ivy back is bigger than any signing. Okay, I want to caution one thing. And I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm just going to caution something. What is a more meaningful sample size? 151 games or 30? Well, clearly it'd be 151.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, 151 games for Jaden Ivey, he shot about 33.4% from three. Not good. In 30 games, he shot 40%. The idea that he will come back as a volume shooter over a 75-80 game rip and shoot 40% from three, I'm in the camp of show me. Need to see it to believe it. Because primarily over the course of five times the amount of games, he was woeful. Doesn't mean he can't get better. Doesn't mean he won't get better. And it doesn't mean that there's not a healthy middle ground between the 150 sample size and the 30. Mm-hmm. But pardon me if I'd like to see it before right. I turn him into Steph Curry.
Fair.
But again, I try to live in reality and not, you know, my Pistons onesie. David, the ticket text, please.
That's exactly what this ticket text says. I just about smashed my TV last night when I saw the Duncan Robinson contract. The Pistons are banking hard that Jaden Ivey can shoot. We will see.
And he might be able to. But I also, look, Robinson doesn't impact Ivey. Ivy's his own thing. Ivy's role and how he works with and without Cade is a completely different conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested on a team that wants defenders adding a guy who's a morbid defender. I don't want it. And Caris LeVert is not a good shooter. And he's very inconsistent. Not interested.
And often injured. Why is it so hard for any of our big four to make the big signing they obviously need? Did we make a play for Turner? WTF, Ken driving annoyed AF, he says.
Man, Miles Turner on this team. Look, and we have Jalen Duren. I would put a postage stamp on Duren's ass. Is Miles Turner a perfect player? No. Was he very good in the finals? No. But when you can have a modern stretch five who, look, metrically, Miles Turner, you can get him on defense, but what he still does well is rim protect, and he can shoot the three. Mm-hmm. The spacing that would provide this team with Cade on his ascension, with Ivy and what we expect, it would have been amazing. Trajan told you, we're not doing anything, I don't know, meaningful. We're going to keep the crew together, except you didn't. We'll get better in the margins. I don't think you did. Look, laugh away. And I wouldn't be in the business of doing it. I'm making a point to you. Hell, you may as well have taken Porzingis for free and hoped he stayed healthy. Three-point rim protector. Mm-hmm. Unicorn. And when you're trying to finish games in the fourth quarter, make your decision. Do we want a Twin Tower lineup? Do we want an offensive lineup? Do we want a defensive lineup? I'm not telling you I advocate for that. I'm making a point to you. You didn't even try those things. So if you think you're better paying Paul Reed and then doing whatever this is, fine. I don't. It's a free country. I don't think it's criminal. David, go ahead.
Man, all these Beasley bills has me stressed out over here. I couldn't even imagine.
And again, getting served in the playoffs? You didn't pay your rent. You didn't pay your cash advances. You had wage garnishments from your dentist? Yeah, I'm sorry. That paints a pretty nasty picture when you're accused of doing some unscrupulous things with the gambling. I don't know, but I'll tell you what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what a text says. As someone who knows someone who lost their house and marriage to gambling, it is an addiction. Somehow, some way, I could believe that he threw some games or told people to bet the over under if he didn't bet himself.
Well, and correct me if I am wrong, but I swear I remember part of the Jante Porter storyline was his own financial woes. Mm-hmm. I'm 90% sure. So it's not like we haven't seen it before.
Right, and it's not an isolation thing, because you would think that he could just go and ask his brother, hey, can you help me out? But once you fall down that rabbit hole, you're kind of ashamed and you don't want the help because you think you can climb out by yourself.
Let's go to Dre, 97.1. What's up, Dre? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good.
Dre, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. You know, I had to talk a little bit of the NBA with you.
Mm-hmm.
Load of potatoes. I'll start with quickly the offseason look in total. It's underwhelming, but it's not shocking. Not necessarily upset. I'm just kind of like, all right, let's just see. Because I view the Pistons once you're different from the Orlando Magic. I think the Magic have been like a year ahead of them. You watched the Magic the last 2 years. Last year, the Magic made the playoffs, that core, right? Pablo, Wagner, they had KCP before they, you know, of course, they traded him for Desmond Bane.
Everybody was hurt last year, and they went 41-41.
Right, but they made the playoffs is what I'm saying. That was a rebuilding team that took their first step, right, to showing signs of progression. And then this year they came back, and they probably would have been a top four team in the East. They didn't get all banged up. You know what I'm saying? So I guess overall point is that I think the Pistons are a year back from the Magic. Now, we'll see what happens. But anyway, with the Beasley thing, it's remarkable how much of a mess some of these athletes get into. And, you know, and it's ironic and sad that, you know, you could say that, man, he was one month or a couple of weeks away from getting a contract in which he may have been able to get himself off this hole. But his maturity and his life decisions will point to that he would find a way to mess that up. Isn't that sad when you think about that?
Yeah, it's crazy. Because if you put yourself in this position after $59.9 million, what difference is the next 42 going to make?
Right. You would a rational person, you would think like, okay, I survived, I got my new life, and he would have fixed it, but whatever. No, man. But look, you know, with the whole Duncan Robinson thing, I kind of look at it as a watch with Fontecchio. You know, I watch a lot of basketball. You know, he's the same player essentially to me. He's an undersized four. He's not very good laterally, bad on defense. He could shoot, but for some reason he lost his shooting stroke last year with us. You know, they want to switch it out. Maybe Duncan can provide spot minutes here and there. And here's where I'll give Trajan just a slight bit of grace. No, Mike, I don't like the signings. I don't like Harris LeVert. I don't like Duncan Robinson in terms of, yeah, they make me feel like we're better.
Right.
However, his only sample size of turning Trajan in terms of pro scouting and acquisition, he did really well last year. I didn't like the Tim Hardaway Jr. signing. I wasn't pleased with Schroeder. I thought Beasley would be okay.
I like Schroeder at the deadline. All I said is you're not going to keep him around.
He's short term,
but he can come in here and help right. you. No, I thought the Schroeder thing was very shrewd.
Okay, fine. Keep Schroeder, but everybody else, Hardaway, Paul Reed, Malik Beasley, somehow they found the way to play a role in this team and help him in spots. So I'll give Trajan some kind of grace in that. Look, the guy does have some kind of understanding of pro scouting. Yes, my eyes are just like yours. I think Duck is slow as heck laterally. He's going to get exposed on defense. There's no doubt about that. No. However, he can shoot, and they're going to find a way for him to be effective. Cade needs shooting. We know this. He's not explosive athletically. He's a tempo scorer. He needs the floor space. He needs space to work. Duncan can help with that. And if you have two really good up-and-coming wing defenders, like let's say Ashore and Ron could be on the floor at the same time as him, that can kind of help hide him a little bit.
Yeah, my biggest misgiving is still lineups that feature Ashore and Duren together.
I'm with you. Look,
that's got to stop.
From a spacing standpoint, they're going to have issues. But I will say this, when you brought up the ID 3-point percentage increase, I don't know how much value you put in this, but his form changed last year. And if you remember last offseason, Trajan brought in, I forgot the guy's name, but he's a
shot doctor, Vincent.
Yes. And he's well-respected around the league. And I saw a difference in Ivy's form from the previous year. So all I'm saying is that maybe Ivy is closer. Maybe he's a 38% three-point shooter.
Oh, Dre, that's a conversation at Christmas. Just show me more than the 30 games. I don't think it's an unfair take to say I hope you're right, but I got to see it.
Right.
Because I got 150, you know, so that, but again, Ivy holds the key to a lot of this. God forbid if you could show me Ron Holland or Ashore showing some level of offensive ability.
One quick thing, Mike. Can Devin Booker quit teasing us? Here he is at the Tigers game again, going to the Tigers clubhouse, giving all the Tigers custom-made Nikes. Brother, if you want to be here, please go to Ispia and say, trade me home.
With you. Trey, I saw that. He was getting all the autographs on his glove from the Tigers.
Yeah. Devin, do us a solid. If you want to be here, all you got to do is make one phone call. Otherwise, quit pretending. Not interested. He shows up at Michigan State. Oh, I always wanted to play for Coach Izzo. One problem, Devin. You could have. You willfully chose not to. Oh, but he wears a Detroit hat. Then come play here.
Well, he loves the Lions.
But actually, the way Piston fans behave, they probably wouldn't want him. We good.
Well, what did Phoenix win with him?
I you know what would happen? We'd get our first call out of the blocks would be, I actually prefer Duncan Robinson. It's the way it's going right now. 248-539-9797. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH. Or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.